now. Necrophobia. Radio's endless tone of terror.
Well, this frightening episode of Necrophobia is brought to you by Wilson Shoehorn. A maker's a fine shoehorn for boots, dress shoes, or just about any kind of footwear. We'll hear more from Wilson and his shoehorn shortly. But now, we go to the gravedigger, who is digging up a chilling new tale of horror and suspense for us right now.
I'm the grave digger who tells stories of shock and terror. Well, that is, when I'm not digging graves.
I'm not dead yet.
What? Telling the grave digger how to do his job, eh? Get down there. Come back here. That's another one. Oh, well, now tell you a story of murder, deception, and mummies. Prepare yourself for Curse of the Red Hand.
Oh, there you are, Jenkins. Help me with these plates, will you?
Cool.
Did you notice Cartier's didn't even show up? Bad, Jenkins. Very bad. I'm telling you, if we don't clear out all this old junk and put up something that really gets some attention, he'll pull his funding for sure. He's already threatened to go to the Museum of Modern Art.
That would be a shame, sir.
Shame? Cartier's practically built this museum with his donation. Hey, Maria! Whatever your name is, be careful with those wine glasses. That's real crystal. Just leave it there. Let me well get it. Where was I?
Cartier's, sir.
Right. He came here back when my father opened this museum. We had exhibits folks around here could really relate to. All this old junk cut it in from Lord knows what godforsaken country. We are. Why, we were the first museum in New York to feature Matisse. Look at us now. Some of the package came from Rochester. What is this stuff?
I believe those would be African tribal masks, sir.
Well, how do you know?
Because it says on the side of the box, Africa.
Oh, yes, I see. I can't believe this. Remind me to post a letter to Rice tomorrow. We've got to stop spending all our money on this archaic garbage. Like all that Egyptian junk we have in the basement. I've got a meeting with Pablo Picasso. He's going to be big, Jenkins. Enormous.
Oh, very good, Mr. Andrews.
Why, he's working on a piece about the Spanish Civil War. He says it'll be outstanding. What about those Kandinskys? And that Beckman? I know we have a Beckman somewhere. We need something that'll really knock the city of New York off the rear end. Something with pizzazz. Modern. When is the last time you can recall seeing this museum in a newspaper, Jenkins?
Too long.
Exactly. Or for that matter,
the Red Hand has claimed yet another victim tonight.
The radio.
14-year-old Sybil Prescott was discovered dead in Lower Manhattan at 10:30 p.m., according to police.
You can turn it up.
This brings the death toll to an alarming 8 murders in the past month. The Red Hand is still at large, and his identity is still unknown to police. For those of you who are just hearing about it now, the Red Hand is believed to be a brutal killer whose method of attack on defenseless men, women, and children continues to baffle authorities and scientists everywhere. The victims of the Red Hand are always attacked late at night and display no visible injuries or markings, save one, the dark red imprint of an open hand on the victim's chest. This is, I believe, assumed to be the imprint of the killer's hand, according to police. But the most chilling thing of all, the thing that has left the entire scientific world absolutely dumbfounded is this. When the victim's body is recovered, it is... Well, this may be a bit too much for the young ones to hear, ladies and gentlemen. The body is shriveled up like a prune and totally mummified. The bodies appear to be ancient as if they had been mummified for centuries. Doctors say this is, by all of our logic, impossible. Were it not for the positive identification of all victims by their dental records, police say they would have disregarded these bodies as a giant hoax. But this is no hoax, according to Police Commissioner Anton Meter. People are dying. This is a seriously grave matter. Something must be done about it soon. We have here a man who may be able to shed some light on the situation. He is a professor at a local university with a degree in, what did you call it?
Paranormal psychology.
Yes, yes, that's it. And that would be the study of,
supernatural forces and psychic phenomena. In layman's terms, the scientific exploration of the strange and unexplainable.
Yes, yes, of course. Professor, I'm sorry, what is your name?
Professor Jebediah Stang.
And you have a theory about the nature of our city's most vile killer in recorded history, the Red Hand?
Yes, I believe this Red Hand uses a method of attack similar to that of an ancient Egyptian past.
Incredible!
According to the ancient scroll of Sulai, there was a powerful curse known only to Seti Erdi, high priest of the Huyuk. This curse was said to be carved into his shawakti.
Now, what were the ladies and gentlemen, I can't even say it. What would this thing look like, Professor?
Hard to say. Traditionally, a shawakti would be a small statue meant to fill in one's duties after his demise. It is strange that the Sethiati shawakti was entombed with him after death. We can only assume this was done to prevent the curse carved into the statue from falling into their hands of evil.
The curse?
The curse, when cast upon a mortal, would create a link between the mortal world and dead world.
Wait a minute, a dead world. Perhaps you can explain that for us, Professor.
It is a parallel dimension that all things must pass through in order to move from this life to the next. According, that is, to several ancient texts, including the Egyptian Book of the Dead. Now, may I continue?
Yes, of course, Professor.
In dead world, the subject of the curse would become the hand of Anubis, the god of the dead.
And what makes you think this curse is related to the murders of the Red Hand?
Anubis was worshipped as the inventor of embalming, having embalmed his dead father, Osiris.
So now, let me get this straight. You think that the Red Hand may be using some sort of ancient Egyptian curse of Anubis to transform living victims into mummies?
That is essentially correct. I intend to look into this matter personally.
Amazing. Did I call the Egyptian collection junk?
I believe you.
Thinking. What are you doing tomorrow night?
Oh, I usually turn in early on a Sunday.
I'll tell you what you're doing. You're going to help me pull that stuff out of the basement.
Oh, I don't know if that's such a good idea, Mr. Andrews.
Get Tony and Manuel to help you. We're going to set up an exhibit that will fill this museum to the roof with visitors. Why, we'll be in every paper, all over the radio. Well, they'll have to close down the Museum of Modern Art when people hear what we have to offer.
Last night's radio revelation. Local professor uncovers the mystery of the Red Hand. Hey, mister, you gotta look.
No, thank you.
The mystery of the Red Hand. It's all uncovered here.
Boy, get out of my way. I'm in a terrible rush. Excuse me, do you have a sign?
Music, what is it? Well.
Oh, this is terrible. Put me on the next train.
Oh, there you go, sir. There's your ticket.
Thank you.
Right here. Now, local museum brands Egyptian exhibit with big surprise.
Strange. The train station is so deserted. Of course, it's almost midnight. I've got to ask when the next train will come through. Maybe I should go back. What? Excuse me. I thought I was alone. You wouldn't happen to know when the next train arrives. You see, I must be home by midnight. I promised my wife. Hey, what's with the robe? The smell. What are you? or even human. Stay away. Stay away from me. Excuse me. There's something back there. I think... What's staring at me? I? Who are you? Whatever you are, just back off. God, you're the Red Hand. Stay away from me. What do you want? Thing back there, that's your master? What sort of foul game is this? No, help! Help! Stay away. No! 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 No!
Blasted up every box in the room. Can't be in the north wing. Check the Mayan collection.
Yeah, you got it, Mr. Andrews.
Manuel, did you have any luck across the hall?
I don't think nothing in there, Senor Andrews. I'm thinking I'm not quite sure what we're looking for.
People, it's a small statue. It looks like a mummy, about yay high.
See, I keep looking.
I shouldn't have let Jenkins go home. He wasn't so old.
Yeah, Mr. Andrews, there's someone upstairs. He says he wants to talk to you.
What? At this hour? Last after midnight.
Hey, this is real important. Should I tell him to beat it, or you want to talk to this guy?
Yes, yes. I'll tell him I'll be right there. All right, you got me up here. Now, who are you?
Hello, Mr. Andrews. I am Professor Stang.
Oh, yes, yes, I know you. You're the fellow from the radio. The one with that crazy theory about the gypsum curse. What do you want with me?
I want you to give me the Schwartz, Mr. Andrews. I know you have it.
The statue you spoke of on the radio. What makes you think I have it?
I saw you in the paper, Mr. Andrews. An Egyptian exhibit. Some big surprise. You're planning to put that show up there on exhibit, aren't you?
Well, this is a museum, Professor. We have a large Egyptian collection. What makes you think we have that particular artifact?
Because, Mr. Andrews, this particular artifact was brought into the country by the Macquaries, and your father purchased it from the Macquaries over 40 years ago.
Oh, really? Yes, I remember the McCreary's, some big mess, about 35 years ago up in Black Gulch. And how do you know this?
I knew your father. He had a fascination with exotic treasures from the dark corners of the globe.
That's a mistake, if you ask me. I'm trying to turn this into a progressive museum.
Yes, you announce an Egyptian exhibit on the heels of my radio announcement. I think you have that Schwartz. Now, hand it over.
Even if I did have it, why should I hand it over to some strange professor, field of study I've never even heard of, paranormal psychology?
Look, Mr. Andrews, it is absolutely imperative that I take that Schwartz and dispel the curse properly. This scroll of Thula...
Get that dusty rag out of my face. Now, if you want to see it, you can come back when the exhibit opens and pay a nickel like everyone else. Now, bam, will you? I have important work to do.
Don't be a fool, Mr. Andrews.
Bye now. Sucker. Tony? Manuel? Where did everyone go? Oh? Well, I could replace them with a couple of hobos. Tony, are you? Jenkins, what are you doing here? I thought you were home.
Well, I came in, thought I could
Well, never mind. I can use the help. There's probably the hell on earth looking for me. Hey, what's this? The Chalopsy, it's been in here all the time. Look at that, Jenkins. Well, I suppose you can go home now. You just have to put this behind glass.
Why, you're going to put that on display?
Well, of course. Well, why do you think I've been looking for it? I know, the whole story is preposterous, but lucky for us, people aren't very smart. They'll believe anything you tell them. After what the professor said on the radio, they'll come in here in droves to see this ridiculous little artifact. And the important thing is, Cartiers will love it. Love it. Jenkins, cheer up. This thing is going to save our museum.
I can't let you do that, Mr. Andrews.
What? Why? What are you talking about, Jenkins?
I'm sorry, but the master has spoken.
What? What master? Who are you talking about? Why are you staring at me like that, Jenkins? What's with your eyes? Your hand. My God, Jenkins, your hand, it's glowing. What's wrong with you? What's going on here, Jenkins? I demand to know.
I told you.
What the... Wait, okay. Let me just get out of here. Gotta get away. Oh, what in heaven's name are you? Oh, God! I must get out of here. Let me go. Get me out of here at once, Jenkins. What do you think you're doing?
I am the Hand of Death.
Yeah, well, you look like Jenkins to me. Up your eyes. What are you doing all this, Jenkins?
I do as Death commands.
Death? You mean Anubis?
He is the god of all fate. The god of all ends.
Well, where are Tony and Manuel? Did you kill them? Well, let me go, Jenkins. We'll go to the police. I'm sure they won't do anything to you. Maybe they can get you some help. Obviously not in your right mind.
The master will take your soul.
Right. The god of death. Now, are you sure he's not the you in a robe, Jenkins? Maybe all of this is in your mind. For instance, where is he now? Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, the thing I've never seen. What are you going to do with me?
Death will take you now.
Oh, yeah? I don't know about that, Jenkins. When you chained me down, you shouldn't have put me on such a weak pole. See ya, Jenkins. You shouldn't be so brave to come chasing me in here into the Dark Ages collection. Here, under the guillotine.
congratulations on the opening, Mr. Andrews. The boys and I are just getting ready to go to press. We had a couple more questions for you.
All right, a couple more questions for the boys. How you doing, Charlie?
How you doing, Mr. Andrews?
Let's see, now, admission is a nickel, and you have several Egyptian artifacts in this exhibit, including the sarcophagus of,
Seth, yes, it was our priest at Tohoyuk. It's, T-O-H-U-I-U-K.
All right, I got that, Mr. Andrews, and I want to thank you for your time, and we'll get you in the next issue. I hear you're doing pretty well with this exhibit.
Oh, yeah, we've had quite an opening, Yes, this very well could be the exhibit that saved the museum, boys.
Well, that's great. Once again, congratulations. Oh, we got to get this to press.
Sure. You boys drive safely.
Wait, Mr. Andrews, I got one more question for you.
Okay, shoot.
Two, actually. First of all, originally you told us you had a big surprise for us in this exhibit. A lot of people thought maybe you had the statue, The what was that thing called?
The golden Shawanti.
Yeah, the Shawanti. That's it. The statue.
Well, you're mistaken about that, but we do have many fine exhibits from the same period, actually.
Okay. I got one more question now. Don't you think it's kind of strange that the murder seems to have stopped right when you opened this exhibit? We're trying to make sense of that. Do you have any answers for us on that one?
What do you want me to say, Joe? You think that, don't tell me you actually believe in that old curse.
Oh, well, it just seems like a strange coincidence, you know. Well, good luck.
Yeah, okay, boys. I'll talk to you later. Who's there? Oh, it's you.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Professor, we are closed, you know.
You can fool the press, but I know the truth.
All right. Well, there's no point in hiding it from you. You seem to know everything. Yes, I had the Shawanti. I didn't know about the curse. I didn't believe it anyway. Apparently, the Red Hand was one of my servants, Zinkins. He must have read it. I guess he fell under the spell, and what I don't understand is why.
Once the spell takes over, you have no personal will of your own.
No. I mean, death. Why would he do all of this pointless killing? What was the purpose?
Death is his purpose. Normally, death does not operate unchecked. The seven shadows keep close watch on his actions, but the spell removes them from the equation. The human becomes a living channel through which souls may be escorted to the afterlife. Without the final judgment, it's all in a scroll.
Yes, the scroll. What was it, the scroll of Thula?
Yes, you really should have read the scroll, Mr. Andrews. Keep it. Think of it as a gift.
It is getting late. I'm going to have to ask you to leave. Professor, what? Where'd they go? Strange old creep. Let's see here. Scroll of Thula. In some other language, I can't possibly. Oh, there we go. English notes. And I shall become a human vessel. The souls of the living shall travel through my blood. Negate the seven shadows, for I have become the hand of death. Fate and death become one. God, why would anybody want to cast a spell like this anyway? Woe beware. These were dispatches of the hand of death. Huh. shall incur the wrath of all victims, and in death, victims of the hand shall rise up from their graves, and they shall avenge his death, and he who is the dispatcher of the hand shall be ripped limb from limb, and shall suffer all eternity in the world of the dead, and shall know no passage and no peace. My God! Who's there?
It is Manuel.
Manuel? What? You're dead.
Oh, Tony Boy! I'm next one, Boy!
Tony? What? Well, you're dead, too. Everyone stay out. Just stay out.
Must get home by midnight.
Well, who are you? Who are all you people? My God! You're all mummies! Walking mummies!
Hello, Mr. Andrew. We will be taking your soul now.
No. Stay away. Stay away. Stop.
Necrophobia, take hold.